Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. The price of Bitcoin on the rise this morning above $44,000. And in today's Crypto Corner, though, we're taking a deeper dive into China's digital yuan, with more than 80 countries now exploring digital central bank currencies. There's increased focus on the security and privacy concerns of that digital yuan. The number of users in China now over 260 million and rapidly growing. Here to help us break it down is Emily Parker, CoinDesk Global Macro Editor and CoinDesk TV Anchor. Emily, before we get into the security concerns, I wonder to what extent we know how much the Olympics have really accelerated the usage of digital yuan. I mean, that was the expectation in the beginning. We're in the halfway mark. Not a lot of international travelers to bring into the fold, but do we have any idea on the usage at the Olympics so far?
So China has not released any official numbers for ECNY or digital and transactions. But basically inside the Olympics bubble, we have three forms of payment. There's Visa, cash, and ECNY. And we don't know exactly how much ECNY is being used, but I would say that symbolically, this is a very important step because it really means that the era of central bank digital currencies has officially begun. I mean, you can use it. You can use this in China. You can use it to make purchases. That's actually been true at the pilot level for a while. So symbolically, it's more of a symbolic marketing thing than it is an actual pragmatic thing, because I don't think that a wide swath of the population is using this right now.
Emily, I want to ask about the security of all of this. Obviously, a lot of concerns about the way that the People's Bank of China or the government at large is kind of monitoring the data or the usage of these digital currencies. Has there been any clarification from the issuers of the digital yuan over exactly how they're policing, kind of scrutinizing and monitoring the use of this new technology?
So it's still so early, so we don't really have a lot of details on this. I mean, basically what China has indicated is that for smaller payments, there's a certain degree of anonymity. Other people have said, well, everything is basically traceable. But, you know, at the most basic level, a central bank digital currency like China's is pretty much trackable by design. If they're able to track every single tiny payment that every person makes, that's another question. But yes, this has raised concerns all over the world, not simply because of China, but because of the ripple effect throughout the world. So, you know, as Akiko just said, there's over 80 countries now exploring central bank digital currencies, and we don't really know what the model for privacy will be. So I think that's really the concern, is that are we entering an era now where governments are just basically going to be able to track financial transactions of ordinary citizens at a much greater level than they were before?
Well, obviously, the concern being that China is kind of leading the way when Western countries are still debating whether, in fact, they want to issue their own digital currency. Let's talk about the moves in Bitcoin specifically. We talked about it being well above that 44,000 level, slowly creeping its way back. What do you attribute some of the moves that we've seen over the last few days to?
So, you know, always anyone's guess, but it seems that Bitcoin's moves are somewhat related to what's happening in with Russia and Ukraine, which is kind of an interesting thing because, you know, Bitcoin, in theory at least, is supposed to be a safe haven asset, which means that when there's a lot of political and economic turmoil in the world, people in theory should turn to Bitcoin to escape from that. That's not actually what's happening, at least right now over the short term. It does look as if Bitcoin's price is tracking what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. So, you know, we recently saw there seems to be a little bit of a drawdown, a little bit of relief, and Bitcoin may be rising because of that. We obviously don't know for sure, but it does seem to be following political developments and acting more like a risk asset than a safe haven asset.